From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Iraq Today freed the TV reporter who threw his shoes at then-President Bush during a Baghdad news conference last month. Last year, Muntahar al-Zaidi had served 9 months for assaulting a visiting head of state. NPR's Quil Lawrence says that after his release, Zaidi talked with reporters about his outburst.
Well, he apologized to journalists in general, saying that he didn't mean to offend the ethics and the rules of journalism, but he said, "I got my chance and I didn't miss it," a chance to make a statement by throwing his shoes at former President George W. Bush. And he then went on to list what he said were millions of people who had been killed or wounded, all because, he said, of the American invasion.
NPR's Quil Lawrence in Baghdad. Zaidi also told reporters he was whipped, beaten, and tortured with electric shocks after his arrest. He said he now feared for his life. A joint terrorism task force in New York City raided several apartments in Queens yesterday as part of a terrorism investigation. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Officials close to the case said that they decided to move in the early hours of Monday morning, largely because there were too many unknowns. A group of men in Queens had been under surveillance for some time, and their chatter worried NYPD and FBI officials. Officials told NPR there was increasing talk about bombs and attacks, though nothing specific. Officials decided that with a number of high-visibility events in New York on the calendar, including the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, they couldn't risk just watching the suspects any longer. So they moved in, searching several locations in Queens. They didn't find any weapons or any indication that an attack was imminent. There were no arrests. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Today, China's Commerce Ministry issued a detailed criticism of the U.S. decision to impose tariffs on Chinese tire imports. China has lodged a complaint with the World Trade Organization over the matter. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
At a briefing, Commerce Ministry spokesman Yao Jian denied a surge in Chinese tire exports to the U.S. He said the tire exports grew 2% last year and declined 15% in the first half of 2009. He also criticized the assertion that a surge had cost the U.S. 5,000 jobs. If the U.S. only cares about 5,000 workers' jobs while eliminating many more jobs in the tire distribution chain, he said, and it ignores job losses in a developing country such as China, then that is truly unfair. The Commerce Ministry said that in negotiations, the U.S. had sought curbs on Chinese exports other than tires and called for China to change its tax policies, requests that China rejected as unacceptable. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR News from Washington. Within the hour, the Commerce Department is to release its latest figures on retail sales. Some analysts expect to hear that retail sales rose last month after falling in July. Also this morning, the Labor Department will provide its latest producer price index, which measures inflation at the wholesale level. Actor Patrick Swayze, who starred in the 1980s film Dirty Dancing, has died at the age of 57 after a long battle with cancer. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Patrick Swayze grew up dancing at his mother Patsy's Houston Dance School. After training with the Joffrey Ballet School in New York and dancing in the original Broadway production of Grease, Swayze tried film. He morphed from actor into star in the 1987 movie Dirty Dancing. A perfect showcase for his intense athletic grace. He went on to co-star in the romantic hit Ghost. Swayze would act in several more movies before returning to Broadway as the male lead in Chicago. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2008. Patrick Swayze is survived by his wife, actress-dancer Lisa Nimi. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Jody Powell died yesterday. He was 65. A close friend said the former press secretary had a heart attack at his home near Cambridge, Maryland. Powell had worked with Jimmy Carter when he ran for governor of Georgia and stayed with him through his successful run for the presidency. He served as White House spokesman. Carter said in a statement that Powell was beside him in every decision he made as a candidate, governor, and president. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.